T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Earlier this month, a study came out that literally rocked the world of vegetarians.
Okay.
And meatitarians alike. It was a study that turned over and upended many of our long-held beliefs about vegetables.
Okay.
The study said that Americans' favorite vegetable was broccoli.
Mm.
Now, a lot of people spoke up at the time and said, this study is flawed. There is no way that broccoli is the favorite vegetable of Americans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they went back and they did some more studies, and it turns out that that study was indeed most likely fake news. Because I have a list of the most liked and most hated vegetables that appears to be a correct list in front of me.
Yeah, you know what? My youngest son said the other day, he's like, Dad, you know what? I've never seen you eat broccoli. So I am raising him right.
Mm. And if he had seen you eat broccoli, he'd remember it, because we've seen you eat it and it's a mess.
That's one of the first vegetables I remember feeding to my daughter.
Oh.
Broccoli, and you have mushed up carrots. And
you can say that now because the statute of limitations has expired, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so if it's not broccoli, what are our favorite vegetables?
I like mac and cheese.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah,
right,
that's why I always get that when I'm out in a restaurant.
And a lot of people do get confused and think that is a vegetable, Cato, but it, believe it or not, is not a vegetable.
Well, okay. Not in your book.
Well, the vegetable that we love the most, and it's a very close tie here.
Sweet potatoes.
You're close. Corn and potatoes themselves tied in the top spot with 91%.
And see, I get those two along with mac and cheese. Yeah. Three veggies and a meat.
Well, you got mashed potatoes with the butter on top.
Oh.
Then you got French fries that counts as potatoes.
And baked potatoes, which, believe it or not, counts as potatoes.
Oh. But you have to, the loaded. You have bacon bits on them with sour cream.
That's three of the top ones right there.
Now, is it corn on the cob or just corn?
Yes.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
Cream corn.
Okay, there you go.
Now, this kind of surprised me. Carrots was next down the list.
Mm-mm.
I like carrots raw, but I hate them cooked.
I'm just saying, I don't mind them like in a roast, if they've been cooking in the roast crock
pot
all day.
They infuse the flavor.
Mm, but I'll go, some restaurants, they have like sweet caramelized carrots. I don't care for those.
Yeah, and Tom, you said you like them raw. I'm like, I think they taste like dirt.
No.
That's what I think a carrot tastes like.
They're very sweet.
Not in my book.
You need to rinse them off.
Yeah. Have you been cleaning them?
You do what now?
Rinse them off and,
knock the dirt off of them.
Yeah, that's how they grow, in the dirt.
Okay, well, maybe I've been doing it wrong.
Peel them. You got to do that, too.
Next up is tomatoes.
Yeah.
My son said he hates tomatoes, and he was eating ketchup at the time. I'm like, that's just mushed up tomatoes with a little sugar in there.
Yeah, but there is a difference. I mean, I like the outside of the tomato. I don't like the gushy seed stuff inside, so I'll rinse them.
Okay.
So there's some people, and I love tomato sauce.
Heidi pits her tomatoes.
Right.
Peel them.
And now don't forget a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomato juice.
Okay, now onions. I don't think onions is one of those that I would just put on a list. It's such an odd. No one just takes an onion and eats it like an apple.
Yeah, that's right.
Most people don't.
One winter, I didn't have any food in the house, and a friend come by, and I'm like, I have nothing to eat but an onion. I said, hey, let's put some butter and wrap it up in foil and put it in I have a wood stove. I had it going for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good onion. That's all I had for dinner. Though.
That's sad when someone comes to your house and you're like, I have an onion.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the grill or on the grill.
Sounds good. what about caramelized onions?
Slow I did not cooked. Break them down into style.
Oh, they have those at the fair, the caramel apples.
Oh, don't forget
the caramel apples. You know those? But the caramel onions they have that they sell?
No, but that'd be a funny prank to pull on somebody.
What about the bloomin' onion?
Oh, yeah. I had one of those Sunday. Green beans.
I'd like them sometimes.
I do, too. And there's a lot of different ways to prepare green beans. I like them best with those little crunchy things on top.
Oh, you do?
In the soup.
You got to have like bacon grease in them.
That's you good, do. Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Cucumbers.
Yeah.
They make you burp, though.
Broccoli mm-hmm. was down at number 8, I think, or 7. I don't know. Cabbage.
That ain't right. Yeah. That's wrong list, then. Cabbage is disgusting. I love it. It smells disgusting.
See, now I would bite into cabbage, like raw cabbage.
That caramel Ooh. Cabbage.
We should try
caramelized
that.
Caramelized cabbage.
Yeah. All right. World peace. I'm sorry, peas. Peas. And then the biggest dark horse of all with ketchup, I mean with cabbage at number 9. That was, they said, the big surprise there.
Yeah.
There's also the list of the most hated vegetables. And I will tell you what those are coming up here in a second. I will give you a clue, though. One of them makes your pea smell funny.
Ah.
I bet you know which one
that
one is.
Okay. It's cauliflower.
All right, so those were the most liked vegetables. And coming up, the most hated vegetables.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.